Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, Herringbone Goldie Bear. That's
Oh my gosh. Again, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Nah, I ain't
Good
doing that again.
morning.
We already done it once.
Whatever. Anyways, how are you guys doing this morning?
I'm good.
I'm doing good.
Yo,
I'm good.
very good. Very good. Very
Really?
good.
Chris, how was your week?
It was good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Great. Oh, welcome back, Juan.
Oh yeah.
We're
Oh
happy to
yeah.
have you back, but
Yes.
Tyra was a wonderful
She
replacement.
was. I listened to it. She definitely was a
And
good replacement.
I must say, every time we have a replacement, they're always better than the people who leave. I'm just joking.
That's cool.
I'm
That's cool.
just joking.
Huh?
But I will have you know I doubt that because I crap excellence.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
this lesson is he's dumb.
You won't.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's what I'm
Presidente.
talking about.
So, could you say your week was good? That's it? I mean, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, it was good, you know. Work be working, life be lifing. So, yeah.
Toodaloo, my darling.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have no
So,
birthday events you had to do this week?
yes. Yeah. Happy birthday.
So happy birthday.
Every day
Happy.
birthday.
Yeah,
Every day birthday.
hope she enjoyed it and everything,
Oh,
you know.
so sweet.
Yeah.
But you're keeping it going, right? The whole month, right? Ain't that what y'all were talking about?
Yeah. He's talking about shut up, no. He's talking about, I told you to shut up. Look, yeah, so what are we doing today? What are we
Huh?
doing today, Chris?
I'm doing laundry.
Oh, birthday laundry,
Nice.
okay.
And I'm gonna try out
Your vacuum?
my new vacuum.
It's
That.
been in the box for weeks.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It actually it's in the corner. You see, you don't even see it. It's in the corner by the mini fridge, and it's charged up.
As long as you see it, as long as you use
I
it,
know it's there.
that's
You
all that
know.
matters.
See, I was saying, put it there.
Yeah.
And it ain't moved.
It ain't gonna
Yeah.
move by itself.
No, no, it would be nice
He said he'll move it when they
I
get
will.
ready.
Yeah. I'm going to do that today.
Terrible, terrible,
Yeah.
terrible.
But yeah. Yeah. My week was good, you know. 10 toes down, not up.
Praise
Always
Jesus.
good. Always good. Yeah. L dog. You my brother?
My week was pretty fast, actually. Is that supposed to be hooked up to something?
No.
Okay. It went by pretty fast. Yeah, I had a couple short days. I was able to get into the office and get some of my stuff straightened out and reorganized, and yeah, so that was good. What else? I'm trying to think. I think that's about it.
That's some
But it was a good week. I mean,
That's
you know,
good.
I mean, it's, you know, it's just one of them things. When it goes smooth, it's like you just happy that it goes smooth, so you really don't pick out nothing. Nothing really sticks out other than the fact of, hey, it wasn't that bad. So,
Well, that's always a good thing.
yeah. Hung out with the fellas last night, had a good time.
For sure.
Definitely a good time.
For sure, for
Yeah.
sure.
Always, always.
I can only imagine.
Ain't no need.
No, definitely not. Really
Nah,
not.
I don't think you could.
Yeah, trust me.
Imagine. So, how was your week, Miss Kimmy Pooh?
My week was splendid.
Anything exciting happen on the job?
Well, I had a great week. I'm back all night, so I'm loving that.
Welcome back. That's a hell of a welcome back.
After my little FTO class, I got my first, I guess, person I had to train. It was pretty good. Not a, you know, not bad, whatever. But a little funny story to share with. Well, I've already shared it with the guys, of course, but
I haven't
you
heard
never,
it.
I know I'm about to share
Oh,
it,
okay.
Juan. God, calm down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But you never know what a person can bring into, you know, what a person can hold in their body until they hold it in their body. So we had someone we were, you know, bringing in, whatever. Long story short, we proceed to look in the the sale, and we discovered that they had a wine bottle, a 750 milliliter wine bottle. We don't know where that could have came from, of course, you know, we just, and the person says, well, I had it. I told you I had to use the bathroom, so I had to get it out. So they had a
Angina Williams.
No, Mangina. Oh, Williams. Mangina. It was a man, and he had a wine bottle.
That's a fifth.
That is a fifth. 750 milliliters inside of his person, and proceeded to get it out and drink it. But, you know, as I love to tell people, the stuff you see sometimes you just simply can't make up. So, you know, we've seen that. We've seen that.
Can't not see
it. You can't unsee what you've seen. And that's just that.
Yeah.
And that was the last night of work. So we ended on a whiny note. Yeah. So.
Wine-tastic.
Yep. Yeah. Wind it down. Wind down. So.
Wine go up. Wine come down.
Wine all around town. I'm sure. Yeah. And this concludes our recording. Because Juan is traumatized. You know,
so,
I was saying, you know, I thought when I worked in the medical field, I seen all that I could see. But this right here is at the top of the list of crazy things that I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, gerbils and booties and things of that nature, but I think the wine bottle was the tip of the iceberg.
Hey, so Juan, how was your
week? How was your week?
Come on, Juan, we're going to need you to snap out of
the bug. Unsee that.
Yeah. It was a man. Were you more surprised that it was a man or that it was a wine bottle? Which one?
A man? Yeah, definitely.
Well, hey.
Wow.
Kudos to him, as I said earlier, you know, because that takes some practice.
Yeah.
And some good elasticity, because that they walked him in there. I mean, you know, walking regular, like, no limping, no,
like that.
You know, shuffling, just walking straight, tall, like a proud man would, walking into a facility. Yeah. But,
yeah, that's how that was his emergency stance.
Yes.
Man, emergency.
I mean, honestly, I just applaud him for his tenacity. I don't think I've ever wanted anything that bad.
Me neither.
No.
But, I mean, you know, like I said, people
do really
some crazy
things.
He really
likes his wine.
Yes. He does.
That must have been some Stella Rosa.
No, definitely not.
Be better than that.
It had to be some Asti Pomonti or something.
Asti Spumante.
And she didn't even say it right.
I'm sorry.
She had some Asti Pastrami.
That was some Asti S Ami. Let me tell you.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever wanted anything that bad.
No. Never.
I hope that I don't ever want anything that bad. That's
way too much.
But, you know, like I say, you just never know what you're going to see in life. And I never thought.
Because it's just jail. It's not prison, right? It's just jail.
It's just jail.
He didn't know how long he was going to be there.
And that'd be the point sometimes.
Maybe he was in there for shoplifting and, you know.
That's how he got us.
You know. And my thing is, you know, when did you have time to put it in there between the time
Maybe
the police
take
were.
Him long.
Stop, you know, like, I don't.
Told you it was his emergency bottle. He'd stay there.
Who just ride around with something stuck up your butt all the time? Except for boo-boo.
Mm. He'd pop it out and put it back in. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Anyway. Yeah, Juan.
And Juan, again, how was your week?
Yeah. I'm
stuck on the butt. I stuck in the butt. Which
my week was awesome. Yeah, last weekend was in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great time.
Did you get scared going to the mountains?
I don't get scared going to
the mountains. Did you feel fearful going up to the mountains?
No.
Yes, you did.
I was fearful coming back.
Okay.
Because I mean, y'all know how I am in riding it, driving in the mountains. So
you said it right the first time, both of them. Huh? I said you said it right the first time, both of them, riding and driving.
I'm not that bad riding.
Because we're gonna get too close to the edge of the cliff. Wait a minute.
Oh shoot!
Don't sniff. Don't we, focus.
When we got up there, we had left back out to go to the grocery store, and you know nobody knows where we're at. So if you don't know where you're at, you use navigation.
You think
navigation don't know what are human comfortable roads? So.
That's not even a setting, though. That's no. You can't even put like comfortable roads into
exactly. We were. It's like okay. There's a Walmart 2 miles from here.
Okay.
Nice. 20-minute drive.
Wow.
One lane road. Switchbacks.
Yeah.
Back down the mountain. It's like and I had nothing to drink yet.
He has not had a sedative.
That's crazy. Wow.
And we were in a big old truck like y'all two Negroes have. Wow.
That's what you need up there.
Yeah, for real.
Nah, no you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Not when there's other cars that want to come up and there is not any guardrails or nothing. It's just...
You and Jesus.
Exactly. It's you and Nuck if you buck. Oh, what we about to do?
Hey.
But did you die?
I did not, because I'm here.
There
hey,
you go.
And the good thing about it is, through every trial, the good Lord brings you through it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, but said, maybe I'm
But then on the way back, you know, I try not to be a huge imposition because of my fear. So, you know, I'm like, we can share the load. Just get me off the mountain, and I can drive the rest of the way back. I thought we had come off the mountain, so
I got it now.
No. As soon as I got back on the highway, it was like white knuckles.
Oh my God.
About
surprise.
10 minutes. Scared the crap out of me.
Black Mountain.
Nice.
It's the one after Black Mountain, I think.
There's not a mountain after Black Mountain.
Okay, so there, I guess it was Black Mountain then, because yeah, it was the last.
You probably got off. You probably got off. Switched out like somewhere around Swannanoa or something like that.
And then I don't know. I just know I thought.
And then you come up the hill and it's like,
I thought we was good.
Psych.
What's it? Gonna move on up the mountain. It's my shit.
But yeah, that was last weekend. Then work was amazing. Did some automations.
Got a good smile on your face.
Yeah, it was fun. So, you know, like I said, we
lit up like a Christmas tree.
I like what I do. I'm sorry.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that too.
But yeah, so we did like a couple hundred test cases that we had automated, and it was our first time running the full suite of them. Mm-hmm. Butter.
Okay. Oh,
butter
wow.
Smooth. Just beautiful.
Wow.
It's your butter, baby.
Yeah.
That's good.
Then we were shown some new tools that we're going to get access to. Pretty cool. So good week.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah.
Last night, hung out with the fellas. Good time.
Yeah. Sound.
Oh, yeah.
It's good y'all have bro ships.
Who?
Brotherships. Bro ships. Brotherships. You know. Friendships. Brotherships. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know. That's real nice. Y'all got to hang out.
Yeah. It was a fun time.
This week, we lost some very important people.
Multiples?
Jesse Jackson passed.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I knew about Jesse. Yeah.
And then the actor Eric.
Eric Estrada?
No. I forgot the man's name, but
so he must not have been very impactful.
I'm trying to pull it up. Juan.
Eric LaSalle.
No, Juan. He's an actor in Martin movies.
In Martin movies.
Well, I mean, he was in. Just wait a minute, Juan. That's terrible, but yeah, he was in. Some actors. We had some actors that passed away. Okay. The girl who played Walona. Oh God!
On Good Times.
Good Times. She passed away.
Oh, I thought she was already dead.
No.
People dying that ain't never died before.
Yeah. But you know, I think the state of North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, he required. No, Juan, he did not die.
I didn't. I was like, thought he was running for Senate.
I know.
No, he required that all the government or county buildings fly their flags at half staff. Okay. I think it was 2 days after he passed or something like that.
That's I don't think Roy saying. Cooper did that.
Well, who's the governor? Stein. My bad.
That's a big letdown considering how adamant y'all were talking about the political process last week.
Sorry.
Go vote!
I don't know who our governor is right
my
now.
My bad. Oops, like, my bad.
I've been drinking this morning.
My bad. Mm-hmm. You know, I can forget some things at times.
But condolences.
But yeah, definitely condolences to all the people that passed away.
Yeah.
Wow. His name is Eric Danes. That's his name. Eric Danes.
Oh, yeah. I have never heard of him. You should probably tell us characters he played.
Y'all probably watched, like, Dr. He played, not Dr. Dreamy, but he looks like that. He played in, he was an action hero in, like, with Martin, one of their movies. But he did some Tyler Perry stuff, too. He looks older on that picture, but he had ALS.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, but that's scary though, because you know you don't start noticing the symptoms of that till like you're in your late 40s, early 50s, and it starts sometimes as like joints, like aching and stuff. And when I was reading it, I started aching and all.
Oh Lord.
I got Lou Gehrig's.
She got sympathetic ALS.
I was holding my phone. I said, "Oh, my hands are hurting." My hip is hurt. I mean, you know, I was just like, oh my God. You know, but it was a very, it was an aggressive, you know, well, it can't be more aggressive than others or whatever, but, you know, like I said, condolences to all. Oh, Miss Cassie Rush, Hope's mom passed away too this week. Miss Cassie and Lacey Rush? Juan remembers them.
I know you're talking about.
Okay. Anyways.
But I remember Hope, when you said
Hope's
her mother,
mom.
I'm like, oh, you feel for anybody that loses their mom, so condolences to that.
But, definitely. We have any weekly news for? No?
I actually do have news, yeah.
Come on with it.
Well, the look was, I was hoping you would say no.
No, look, I was surprised, sorry.
Yeah, so just a couple of things, you know, we... Supreme Court ruled that President Trump's emergency tariffs illegal.
Any news? No, I'm just joking. Oh. Just joking.
No, okay.
He's
pretty much. They didn't rule all of the tariffs illegal. Mm-hmm. So I mean, he still has tariff power. Mm-hmm. It's just the like some of the quick acting tariffs that he's just like, I'm going to tariff you.
Oh, okay.
They said those are illegal. Oh, okay. So yeah, there's that. But he says, you know, he is still going to be working out some things. And
of course,
when I heard about it, I thought it was a lower court ruling that had, that made the decision, and I'm like, oh, he'll just escalate it to the Supreme Court because it's a conservative Supreme Court. It was the Supreme Court that ruled it illegal. Oh. That was shocking to me. I was like, oh shoot, it was like a 6-3 vote. So that means if there were some Trump appointees, he said they were disgraces to the country.
He's going to off them within the next couple of weeks.
You can't fire Supreme Court justices. That is a lifetime appointment.
Hey, who said firing them? He knows the people that give them the right medicine to make them fall off the face of the earth.
He listens.
But yeah, that was that was shocking to me.
So happy.
Let's see, God, what else? Then there's the troop buildup in Iran.
Right.
That's unnerving.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they got, what, two aircraft carriers out there now? I think the last one just got there this week.
Yeah, so it looks like they were saying that there may be, like, attacks launched as early as this weekend. So, yeah, we may be doing some warage sometime soon. So
that's praying for the troops, man. Praying for the fellas over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt.
It's crazy. Just discouraging.
Why is it discouraging, Kim?
No, I'm just thinking about just now. The president. He's a president.
Okay. He is. What else? I had one more, and I should have written it down. I said, "Oh man."
You didn't put it in your notes in your phone?
I did not.
What?
Because I was like, I'll remember them.
And you did a good job.
I forgot the last one.
Two out of three ain't bad, man.
Hey.
Touche.
That's very good.
Much. Very much.
We're just happy you remember something, Juan.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to go into our...
Hold on. Because since I was not here last week.
Oh, my God.
A couple of things I would like to address.
Oh my gosh. Here we go. You address it off air.
No. I've got to address it on air.
No. Don't reprimand us on air, Daddy.
Take issue with you two, Chris and Elle.
Wait, what?
Y'all took the easy answer, the easy way out on the your spouse or your kid question. I'm gonna die trying to save both of them. Mm-hmm. Bull crap. Mm. What? Because the scenario is, what do you do if you have to choose some two? Everything isn't gunfights. Mm-hmm. So it ain't like everything's, oh yeah, I'm gonna try to save both of them. What if you're in the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are you gonna die saving both of them? You're gonna have to pick one because you can't get to both of them. Mm-hmm. You copped out.
I'm a bad friend.
Suckers. Which one you picking? That was the question.
I'm trying to save both of them.
Who would you pick, one?
Spouse, all day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next one.
crap. There was another one that y'all was talking about that I had an issue with, but I don't remember it. I think it's with the news story that I didn't write down. I should take notes when I be wanting to talk about stuff, but
it's okay.
I have a notes app, and I'm gonna put notes in
but
my
no
notes.
Notes in your but notes
I,
app.
I start
it's just blank.
I start well, but
it's
I don't
got,
finish.
He's got one little letter. Be like,
he's
this
a sprinter. He starts off. Fast.
Okay.
He finishes.
We've had a slightly, it ain't been a busy week. It hasn't been a busy week on our little thread. So we're going to start. We're going to start right here.
I'm going to start sending threads.
Five signs that God's removing you from your comfort zone. Number one, you're forced to make a change. Sometimes change isn't by choice. It just happens. And sometimes it comes in seasons where you feel like you didn't have time to prepare for it. You didn't choose to lose that job. You didn't choose to lose that relationship. And you didn't choose to lose that person. But what I've learned is that change leads to transformation that you wouldn't have been able to experience without it. Number two, you start to feel a sense of dissatisfaction. Thing to understand is that dissatisfaction is a creative state. It doesn't mean that you're ungrateful for where you are. It just means that you have the desire to explore what God's calling you to next. It's that conviction in your heart that God calls us to exchange your comfort for your calling. And the only way to do that is to escape the comfort zone that you've grown to become so familiar with. Number three, pressure increases. There's an increased level of resistance, strain, and spiritual warfare in your life. And it's not meant to break you down, but to break you out of old patterns so that something new can be produced. The Bible says that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character. And character produces hope. Number four, you're forced to exercise your faith. Nothing exposes your faith more than seasons of life that you don't have the answers to. And when God removes your comfort, The second thing he removes after that is your clarity. This just forces you to lean solely on his power and focus fully on his sovereignty. Because you won't have the full plan, but you will have the next step. And all you need to do is have the obedience to take it. Number five, you're being stretched beyond your strength. When God wants to elevate you, he'll put you in places where your money can't save you. And you'll quickly learn that this is something that your education and your connections is no match for. The reason for this is because God wants your full dependence on him. And sometimes the only way to do this is to deplete your strength. You are, you are.
Pretty good. Larry sent that. That's so what's y'all's up?
That's deep, Craig.
Well, since Larry sent it, we'll start with Larry. He's got a smile on his face.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I think it was good. I mean, sometimes I think we lose sight that change hurts. The change. I mean, you know, growth hurts. All of that, you know. So, you know, and sometimes when you think it's bad, it's certain situations, you know, that can arise. You know, you think, ah, you know, what did I do to deserve this? Well, maybe you didn't do anything to deserve it, but look at what it's preparing you for on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, yeah, that's what that reminded me of.
Yeah,
well, you know, there's something bigger than yourself too. So yeah. I'm, you know,
I mean,
like he said it. Sometimes, you know, we'll be taking places that our money can't. You know, we'll have to. Money can't help. You just have to, you know, believe in something bigger than yourself, and have trust in knowing that, you know, you're gonna come through it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And also like it was saying, you know, it takes you out of your comfort zone and it puts you in places where you, you know, and it's all a test, of course, but, you know, sometimes, you know, I guess you get comfortable and for the growth to happen, you got to go through the hard time, the discomfort. So I definitely get all of that. So, yeah, I can attest to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm a witness.
I mean, yeah, for real, you know. I mean, I'm quite sure we've all been put through something like that, you know, where you just felt, you know, like, man, you know, you're in this situation, and just like you said, there's nothing you can do, but just you're in it, and you just gotta lean on him.
Nothing nobody can say, do, or, man, I wish I could come and talk to you about it. No, you just have to go through it and know that pressure. People say pressure bust pipes, but, I mean, I think sometimes God don't want to bust the pipe. He just wants to refine what's in you to.
Pressure also makes diamonds.
It does. Yeah. It does. It does. Right. What's your insight, Juan? You look like you're in deep thought on that.
I mean, I don't know if I disagree with the points. I disagree with the initial assertion that's a sign. Those are God signs. I don't think that's necessarily signs that God is doing anything. Because I think that a lot of those things, if we just automatically assert it, assume that it's God saying, some of those things are just us. I mean, dissatisfaction doesn't necessarily mean God. I mean, being in a place where you're stretched doesn't necessarily mean it's God. Like I said, it does mean that you're growing. I'm not necessarily going to associate that, say that that's God, just because I think that can lead to easy cop-outs for stuff. So, yeah.
I think that's just his perspective of it, putting it a spiritual spin on it. I mean, you know, I'm guessing. But, move to the next one. Okay, sorry, I had to find it.
Hey,
Hold on. I remember once upon a time, you'd be like, "Why ain't you ready?" Huh?
Sometimes people can't reciprocate because they can't give you what they can't give themselves. Again, people can't reciprocate because they can't give you what they can't give themselves. Someone who's at war with themselves can't give you peace. Someone who betrays themselves can't give you loyalty. Someone who lies to themselves can't give you honesty. That's why it's important to take off those rainbow colored glasses and see them as they are, not who you wish them to be. Easier said than done, right? Well, when has begging a car to drive when it's out of gas ever made it move? Listen, it's critical to understand that it's not about devaluing your needs. It's about acknowledging their struggles, their ongoing growth. Asking for something beyond their current capacity is like expecting a fruit to ripen before its time. But the hardest part is knowing when to show patience or when it might be time to gracefully exit the situation.
That was not for me. Why are you looking at me like that, Juan?
I'm not looking at you like anything. What's happening right now?
Just staring into my eyes like, I didn't do that. That's true. That's good stuff. Mike's been spot on this week. He's been in deep thought this week. So that's good stuff. Chris, how you feel about that? That's good.
No, I just lost my
train. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, my goodness.
I agree with you.
You go smart, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back.
He said pass. Skip me.
That's some good, I mean, you know, like I was still, I mean, I guess it's just, it's all about perspective. Sometimes you just have to know when to, you know, some people, you expect, people put too much in some people, I think. Or they want too much. They want people to be a particular way or do something that they know. They've already showed you they can't, they're not capable of doing, but they still want to, you know, make it, you know, like, make something that they know they can't make. You know, you can't make a peach cobbler out of an apple.
Yeah, I liked his analogy.
Yeah, you know, good enough, right?
Ask a car to drive. Yeah. But yeah.
But, you know, you just can't.
Yeah. You got to take people at face value with the game.
Well, I think the thing that stuck with me the most was what he opened up with was, like, you know, you can't expect for people to give you something that they can't give themselves.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And, you know, I think that sometimes you have an idea of what you're working for, you know, and you get so focused on what you're working for that you fail to see what's obviously in front of you. Like, it's almost like you're missing reality because you're so focused on what you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. And then too, you hear a lot of people say stuff like, I mean, well, you know, we have the same ideas. I like this person because they have the same ideas as me, or they think like me, but everybody don't have the same journey. I mean, they're not willing to go through the same thing you're willing to go through to get to wherever you're trying to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has a lot to, you know, put into play as well.
Yeah, I agree. I like the, kind of like you, for me, I kind of stuck more with the lead-in statement of the mm-hmm. expectation, because that kind of puts the onus on you, the individual. Mm-hmm. You can expect, mm-hmm. instead of looking at what the other person has, it's the onus is on me. I have to know and see what's inside of a person before I can, you know, it's up to me not to expect those things. Mm-hmm. If I see it's not of a person, and a lot of people, I'm not going to say a lot of people, but sometimes people get in the habit of looking at the other person and no, it's you. It's
yeah.
I need to look and be aware mm-hmm. of what's inside of the person so I know what I should and shouldn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
For sure.
Well, just
I have to on. Say,
what?
Y'all are feeling so low energy right now, man. Y'all Ooh. Are
low y'all, energy?
Yeah, it's like,
we're just listening to these. We can't be hype
hey,
off the.
Bert.
No, we're about to. We're about to,
smack bird.
We're about to get hyped up because in two more.
Give
in
it
two
to
more,
me, bird.
Golly.
Hey, it's just, you know, we're vibing off the
we are
the
recording
feeds.
Later than we normally record, and the energy is just.
No, we're not. We're only 30 minutes later.
That's what I'm saying. It's later. The energy be higher. We be recording earlier, it seemed like. Y'all,
you think?
Oh, man. Should I hype y'all up? I threw the hype music on?
No, well, I mean, I can't be hype off of this. We came in high. We came in good, Juan. Let's see where this takes us. Let's go.
Okay, bird.
It's the other day. Is there actually a difference between loving someone and actually being in love with someone? And she just paused, like that therapist silence. She looked at me and she said, absolutely. She said, most people confuse attachment with love and comfort for being in love. And listen, I had to sit with that because half of us aren't even in relationships. We're in what we know. We're in patterns. We're in trauma loops dressed up as chemistry. She said, loving someone is the emotion. Being in love is the commitment, the intention, the daily decision. One is a feeling, the other is the foundation. And then she said something that dragged me across the room. She said, you can love someone because they fill a void or because they reminded you of something you needed. Or that they showed up during a lonely chapter of your life. But being in love, that's when you've seen the whole person. Their wounds, their habits, their childhood scars, and their coping mechanisms. And your heart still says, I'm here, not blindly, but intentionally. As if that wasn't enough, she wasn't done. She said most heartbreak doesn't come from being in love. Or she said most heartbreak doesn't come from losing real love. It's from losing the version of them you created in your head because the real them never showed up. I had to literally close my journal and pack it up. But here's what she left me with. Loving someone is soft. Being in love with someone is work. And most people want the softness of love without the responsibility of being in love. Tell me that ain't a word. So if you're confused right now, if you're stuck between holding on and letting go, if you're wondering why something feels heavy even though you love them, ask yourself this. Are you actually in love or are you in love with the idea of them? Because that answer will change the trajectory of your whole entire relationship. I asked my therapist today, is there actually a...
That was deep, Craig.
Yeah.
Loving someone is soft. Being in love is hard. Yeah. And you have to choose.
Yeah. I mean, I believe there is a difference. Mm-hmm. I believe I agree with her, you know.
I
do.
It's perspective for me, though. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, hey, you know, I mean, everybody looks at it differently.
The way she explained it, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Complete. So, yeah, I guess I agree. You know, what did she say? Being in love with them, you see the whole person, their innards and outards.
Innards and outards. The whole wine bottle.
Yeah.
The whole capacity of it. You know, the ugly, the downright dirty.
No, what's my bottles in my
feet. Yes, everything is inside
nasty,
of them.
It's just nasty.
And it's hard to choose that. And I don't think people really understand that, you know. And so I love, you know. Mm-hmm. You can choose not to even deal with it. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, when people show you that they got their junk with them or whatever, mm-hmm. and you just say, well, I'm going to just love them through it. You have mm-hmm. to choose that. And it's okay to not choose that. I mean, you know, but people don't understand. You're not a bad person because you don't want to deal with, or you don't want to be in love with someone, you know, anymore, or you don't want to deal with that part of them, because you have to know what you're capable of doing as well.
No, sometimes you are a bad person if you decide. I mean, if you're with somebody and then you discover, you know, they done got their foot amputated, and you're like, I'm out of here because I don't want to deal with that. One foot, son of a gun. You're a bad person.
Well,
you're a bad person.
I think it depends on the capacity of your relationship. If you're in a marriage and you choose that, then that's on you because you didn't take in sickness and in health, you know, to the T.
No.
But if, no, you know.
But Becky was in an accident, lost her foot. I'm done.
Look, but if you're my boyfriend, and I'm going to say this being a single woman, if you're my boyfriend and one day you look at me and say, well, I want to tell you, you know, they're going to have to chop off my leg. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, as a friend.
What you telling your future endeavors?
As a friend, honestly, I can say as a friend, I would help my friend through that.
You can't
as,
lean
as
on me.
As much as I can. But I get to choose if I want that to, for the rest of my life because I know at this point the deterioration is starting to happen. And I can consciously say I don't want to take care of a person.
Okay. I'm not saying it's
I mean,
like,
so but in a relationship.
What if they're in a car accident?
Yeah, the motherfucker lost his foot. I can't deal with it.
That's my boy.
I'm out of here.
That doesn't make you a bad person because you don't choose that. Because personal perception is whatever you want to call it.
Hop on up out of my life.
You know, but people make it seem like it's okay if I say, well, you know what? I don't want to be with you no more because I want somebody better. Is there something wrong with that? Mm-hmm. Okay, then. I mean, so it's the same thing. Just because you're being slightly incapacitated, and we know chopping off a leg is a big thing, whatever. But if I say I don't want to be with you no more because I want somebody just different that might have a leg. And like I said, we're talking about a leg.
Two
so we're
them.
Talking about, two you know, because I want to be on the go. I want to do this. I want to do this. I see myself doing this.
Well, you know,
if that person doesn't have the capacity to do that, what's wrong with us leaving it?
Well, I mean, they can get the prosthetic.
That's a process. Some people don't, like I said, some people don't want to go that journey with you, and that's okay. And you have to be okay with saying, well, this just might not be the person.
Yeah, I understand.
You know?
The only thing was wrong with him is his lost leg.
He's a good-hearted person, but he lost his leg, and I don't want to deal with that. And even though people might be like, my God, that's how I should. Well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to that. But in a marriage, that's something totally different. But in a, you know, if we meeting and, you know, we maybe a year in and then you say, well, I know me. And that might, hey, say what you want to say, but if I say I don't want to take care of you, I don't want to take care of you. I mean, like I said, that's just me. I mean, everybody don't, it's not the same. And everybody's not built the same one. And I don't care.
All I'm saying is it makes you a bad person. That's all I'm saying.
It don't make you a bad person.
I didn't say you weren't entitled to your feelings. I'm just saying I feel it makes you a bad person.
And that's your perception. You know, everybody don't want to be taken, you know, everybody doesn't want to take care of people. And like I said, in a marriage, that's something totally different. If you get married to Rwanda, and then, you know, you find out Rwanda's got all this crap and you want it and you signed up sickness and health. If that's what your vows said, that's what you do. That's fine. But in a friend, I mean, you know, if we dating in a dating environment, to me, it's just totally different.
Okay.
Don't make you a bad person.
It does.
And if it does, I'm a baddie then. Look, Baddie McBad, whatever. You know.
She's a baddie.
I know for me, I took care of enough people in a career. I mean, you know, like, so I can choose that. That's my choice. It's a, you know. But Chris, how do you feel about it? Juan says you're a bad person. Juan says you're a bad person if you choose not to, you know.
That ain't nothing about what.
I know, but we took it to another context, but anyway.
Well, I mean, I think it makes you a bad person.
Shut up. But you're just agreeing with Juan at this point. No,
I can honestly see you sitting down and telling you, it can't, and the way you look at, yeah. But this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. You don't have nothing past your knee.
Like, I know we had the accident because we was on the way out on a date and you swerved to miss a kitten and, you know, they had to chop your foot off for it, but
kitten must die.
Yeah.
But I'll help you, friend. I'll help you, friend. Help you get through it, friend.
You know. Life be life and like that. You know, it's just, life is about you. You choose what you want, though.
Because, I mean, you can lead somebody on like
that. Yeah. I mean, people, you know, fluffing stuff like that. That's all great, but
I can see Kim doing it. Yeah, but this
lose my number.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we just
if you ever grow another foot or something, just you can call me in.
Pick and choose, pick and choose.
I can see him coming up to her. This is so wrong. Why is this playing out in my head? Couple months
later. It's probably played out in my life. What are you talking about? I pick and choose.
Couple months later, you see him coming by.
See? Stop. Let me talk to you.
Chase
slow
after
down.
Me.
Slow down. I ain't learned how to run on this thing yet.
Then he just gives out. It comes unscathed. Anyway, that's just wrong. I'm sorry.
No, I'm terrible. I'm sorry. But to take it in the perspective that she switching it back beyond.
Yeah. My disagreement is strictly semantic on that. I agree with everything she pretty much said. Mm-hmm. It's semantic. For me, mm-hmm. it's flipped. Being in love is the one that's the emotion. Mm-hmm. Loving is the action. But other than that, I think it's a great clip. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Larry, how do you feel, Larry? Lovingly submitted by Larry. We agree with you, Larry. Look, we agree with you.
I agree with y'all.
Which one of y'all?
All of y'all.
He's just a monkey in the middle.
What?
I mean, we're not a monkey.
Well, you can't agree with all of us.
Sure can.
Is Kim a bad person? Kim says she's not. Me and Chris says she is.
I'm not a bad person. I'm an honest person. And if my honesty makes me a bad person, then okay.
But I can see all sides.
See him blow smoke.
I can see all sides.
I can see all sides. I understand. I understand where she's coming from. I understand why you say she's a bad person.
Oh, again, I'm not saying I would be the one that would stay. I'm just saying, lean in, know that does make you a bad person.
Okay. Look, I don't think that. I still don't think that. Well,
I'm not even
going to
say
bad.
Not nice. Let's say not nice person. Yeah, okay. Nice. We'll say not nice person.
I think it makes you a not nice
person. Well, oh, gosh, yeah. I don't. I mean, because, okay, say if it's, if we're going to put out examples, you know, if it's an older dude and he got this 30-something-year-old trophy wife, I mean, did you really expect for her to, I mean, you know, it's like, come on, dude. You know she with you for the money, and you know you with her because she look good on your arm.
Okay, but we are talking 50-something-year-old dude, 50-something-year-old girl, woman, dude, again, we're out on a date, you know. Let's say I'm defending you from a mugger. I get shot in the thigh. They got to take my leg off because I lost so much blood because you was panicking after I was defending. You didn't call 911. I done lost my leg.
Oh, I see that.
You leaving me I am legless now.
I'm going to say for me, I don't.
That is a not nice person.
That's she nice. Did say she'd help her get through.
Yeah, I said I'll help you get through it. But I know in my defense.
She said she's going to change your bandages and take you to your prosthetic fit.
We all know she out. And do you think she going to help him through
it? I will.
Yeah.
I've helped people who didn't even like me, so I know I'll help people. So, shit. I mean, hey, we're going to be a buck. Let's be a buck. I'll help people. I'll help people that I genuinely did not have a love for. And I'm not even talking about at work. So, yeah, I'll help somebody, but for me, what's the chances of me being with a man that's getting mugged and defending me? I mean, and loses his leg.
What are the chances?
I mean, I'm just saying, like
with
this.
With a man that would defend you? No, I don't know, Kim. What are the chances of you being with a man that would defend you from a mugger
and get mugged? Like, no,
you were getting mugged. He was defending you. Coming to save you.
I've probably been a shot the man before he even have to come to the scene. So that's not even a realistic, you know, like, come on. That's we talking about me. We talking about jokes with people that you deal with exactly. You talking about me.
Move on.
Yeah. Stop playing. Play with your kids. Don't play with your sister. Look, shit.
You're not a nice person.
I am a nice person. Good morning. Anyway, now here's something to lighten the load a little bit, Larry.
I love him. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about that racist stuff. And don't be looking at me on the news hating on me because I'm standing up for somebody that deserves to be stand up for. Get off the man's back. Let him do his job. He's doing the right thing. Back up off of him. And grandma said it.
That was just a snippet of this grandma that's defending our great president, Donald Trump. She's telling all the people that he's a good man and we need
because to he sent his people to come check on her because yeah. she was marching and rallying for her dead grandson. And did nobody else come and check on her? But he sent his constituents, his people, and she did fumble that word as well too.
Yeah, she was.
But she finally got together. I think the third time she tried, she finally said constituents, right?
Yeah, I posted. I said,
but you could tell she didn't know what that meant, so she kept saying his people. He sent his people.
See, his people. I mean, he a good man. A good man.
Wow.
He had to get one. There's always one in the bunch, and he found her to sing his praises, which is
he probably slid a couple of dollars.
He did because I
fixed up her house and stuff.
You see the post that people responded was like, "How much money did he give you? How much was this worth?" I mean, you know, they were like just chiming in. I was like, "Ooh, I wonder how much did he give her?"
He did something. I guarantee.
He slipped her something. Gave her a year's
subscription. He probably didn't give her anything.
Fixed
up. He has supporters. I mean, it ain't like nobody is supporting this guy. He has a lot of supporters.
He does, but I think in a lot of cases he is doing a lot of and I always say sometimes people will find that one weak person to just because she didn't. I ain't gonna say that.
Why she gotta be a weak person?
I'm not gonna say weak, but she don't seem like she was the brightest light bulb in the pack.
No, she was not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Yeah. So when I say that weak person, they find that one person, like, well, hey, and we'll give you some candy, too. What candy? What kind of candy? I mean, you know, just.
I hope it's butterscotch.
You know, like.
I love me some butterscotch.
See, that's.
And throw a couple of words in there, too. Not them chewy ones. I want the hard ones. I let them get chewy in the bottom of my
mouth. I mean, to say that is to insult the intelligence of some moderately intelligent to intelligent people.
Well, I'm just saying her. Not those other people. We're talking about this lady, right? This grandma right here. And she said, listen to grandma. She know. Yeah,
grandma
this
one.
Grandma said it. Grandma don't speak for everybody. But, you know.
Yeah, you sent me that and I was like, why the hell is she sending me that? I was like, this ain't even funny. What the?
When I looked at it, I was like, really?
And thought of me.
Yeah.
Shoot this to Brother L.
Oh, she wanted that one. On to
following me for a while. You know that I'm big on language. And if you're new here, I'm big on language. I've been thinking about this idea of speaking to the broken girl, the broken boy, the broken woman, the broken man. And I am curious as to what does that mean when you say that, because you and I both know, you and I, that growth doesn't happen instantly. It doesn't happen on our timeline. A lot of times we're in the middle of growing and we don't even know it yet. We lose the relationship. We make the choice we didn't want to make. We don't get the outcome we were hoping for. And later we look back and say, that version of me was broken. But was it broken or was it just underdeveloped? Was it broken or was it someone doing the best they could with the capacity that they had at the time? I just think that when we label our past selves as broken, we skip over something important. We skip over the fact that growth is usually slow, it's messy, and it's incomplete. And that you don't become wise before the loss, you become wise because of it. And that's why I'm always stressing that language matters, because how you talk about who you were shapes how much grace you give yourself for becoming who you are. So if you've been following me for a while.
I liked it, that one. That one was nice. Hmm.
Growth is messy. So messy.
It can be.
Most of it is. I like the
part she was saying about, you know, when you refer to your past self, you know, and whatnot, but not acknowledging that, hey, you know, you did the best you could with what you had in that moment, yeah. You know, and if, you know, when you, when you done all you can do, you can't do no more because you done did it all, you right. know? So. Right.
That is true. How you feel about that one?
Good old Rachel. Good old Rachel. I liked it.
Oh, wow, because usually, yeah, okay. Yeah, I like her. I like
her. Usually, well, I like her. Mm-hmm. I like most of her stuff. I mean, I think that, you know, I definitely agree with it. I think that, like we were talking about the other week when we were talking about how I prefer to use evolution over growth.
Yeah.
I think that kind of, because what it, I think saying that this, the old version of me was smaller is, that's what I think of when I think of growth. So like I said, it's just, it's semantics, but yeah. So yeah, good job, Rachel.
Chris?
I agree.
You forever just use one word. I agree.
Okay. Nice. Ding, ding, ding. Is there something wrong with me agreeing?
No, Chris. There's nothing. There's nothing. Absolutely nothing wrong with you agreeing. And we're gonna skip over this one that Larry sent because it was garbage.
Wow. Yeah.
It's the monkey one, Larry. It's the monkey.
Which one?
The monkey one. Remember. If you're hungry, that
I just said that's where everybody said it. Yeah, I didn't mean for us to.
Yeah,
that was adorable. I thought of my sister the whole time.
So I wasn't talking about you, Kim. I was talking about both.
Even the other
one. Talking about your
with
sister.
The, with the little
Shut
monkey.
Up, anyway.
The other one you said the other week.
This looks like it's the last one. We're not going to talk about that.
If y'all
ever had any problem you ever had, it has always worked out, hasn't it? Right?
Yep. You're still here.
Every problem you ever had has worked out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So any problem you have right now, just believe that it's going to work out. Because they always do. It's that simple.
Yes,
simplicity like that, to think like that with simplicity will help you get through a whole lot of things. Any problem I have, I go, it's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Any problem you ever.
That's a nice way to look at it. That's a nice way to end our. That was it. How do y'all feel about that? Any problem that you have, it's going to work out.
That's why. But Kim, any problem that you have, it's going to work out. How do y'all feel? Juan, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's an accurate statement.
Because
whatever happens, it does work out.
Chris and Mr. Chuck, here. How do you feel, Chris?
Well, I believe that if you keep a certain mind set about things, they usually do.
It does. It always will.
Usually
like
do.
If you think the day is going to be a good day,
it's
going to be a good day. Shut up. You know what? You like, you know.
That was the other thing. That was
the other thing. Oh, that was it? When we were talking about it's going to be a good talking lay? Okay. Well, we're happy we can help you think of that, Juan. 3 hours later. Okay, go for it, Juan. No, first. Larry, how do you feel about that? If you think it's then put a pin in that one. Put a pin in that. Jesus Christ, Larry, the last post. How do you feel about that?
I agree.
You agree?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's.
I mean, the statement's kind of hard to disagree with. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, but that's a good perspective because you have some people that choose to focus on the problem and whatever, you know, and freak out about it and stuff. And it's like, all right, but, you know, if you just look at your track record, you know what I'm saying? Whether it was you or you want to say it was God or whatever, well, you made it. So, and then if you really, you know, pay attention and look at it, you know, and look at like, okay, well, out of the times I made it, you know, did I think I was going to make it? Did I see my way through? No, I didn't. And yet and still, here I'm is.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
But I think while I agree with the statement, because it's a factual statement, mm-hmm. it's kind of a disingenuous statement also. I mean,
knew it was coming. Shots fired.
I mean, because typically most people are concerned with it working out in their favor, not just
right.
because everything's going to work itself out.
Right. Not always in your favor.
Not always in your favor. And most people, when they're concerned and they're contemplating, it's, I'm wanting it to work out in my favor.
He didn't say in my favor. He said it's going to work out.
So that's why I said it's a disingenuous statement. Because that's not what most people aren't concerned that, oh, it's going to work out. When you're worrying that something's going to work out, it's not. You don't think it's going to end. It's typically you think it's not going to end well for you. Mm-hmm. That's typically the concern. I mean, like I said, I do agree with the statement, but it's really disingenuous. It's not.
Just when we thought we was in it on a high note. So, anyway.
Exactly. Ron, go back to your the thing from last week. We just put a pin in it with Larry about...
The good day.
The good day. Yes, I was. Yeah,
I know. I had almost forgot it again.
Whew, Jesus, I'm happy we bought that bag. She wonkers.
No, I just think that when you wake up and speak, that it's going to be a good day. I don't think it's brainwashing. I think it's more setting your level of expectation. It's you're setting. I expect the day to be good. It's. I'm setting myself at a level of expectation where I expect more that day. That's all.
Okay. Well, we're happy you chimed in on that one.
Yeah, because y'all took some shots at me, and that's why I wanted to address shots that I taken.
We always want to know noted. Anytime anyone is not present for a recording, you're always
because,
the target.
I do piss excellence.
God knows he says,
and I am good at it. So he thinks. So we're not gonna be the one to shoot down his rainbow.
You can't.
You know, but it room. Whatever, dude. What the heck ever. And this. You make me so sick. I know they probably got on the little mic. Anyway, I took my headphones off, so I can't hear what's being said. So who cares at this point? But this concludes our week.
I'm recording. You guys. Thank you guys for all your support. And you could check
out on any streaming
service. Or
check us out anywhere you get your podcast.
Thank you.
Or you can follow us on Instagram at 3SGpod or go directly to our website, 3SGpod.gray8fam.com. That's 3SGpod.gray8fam.com. You guys should write this down.
You should definitely write it down for us. I'll practice it.
Because y'all were
tearing it up.
Eight? Oh, yeah, we were. We were.
I'm going to put it in my notes.
Family podcast? I don't know. I don't know none of these
But
things.
Other than that, we did really good y'all, last week.
Y'all did great. So I really enjoyed listening to last week's episode.
I enjoyed. Let me say, nice. I think I am the only one who listens to everything first, and I get the tickles from it, listening to it. Juan, he'll edit it or whatever, but I'll be usually the first one to listen to it, and I'm usually driving to work or driving in the car laughing my butt off.
Yeah, Kim called me like an hour or so after I posted and talked about, it's so good. I'm like, what? I haven't listened to this too yet. No.
I did. I listened to it
to edit. I said, I'll actually listen to it sometime later on in the week.
Because I'm a firm believer in the support fraud that one praises on pawn or however that saying goes. So I like to listen to it to be like, okay, we need to work. Okay, oh, that was real good or whatever. So
I mean, I listened to it, but
you know, I listen to it
through the week with, you know, when I'm listening to podcasts.
I want to be the first person.
Not immediately after upload. Yes.
You know, it's like, you know, you want to be the first one to, you know, christen your house or whatever. Oh, it's like, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Yeah. Because
nice.
I like it, you nice. Know. Even if no one else likes it, it's something I wanted, so I have to support it. If I don't, so
nice.
You know, Anyway.
Kim, liking the podcast does not make you a bad person.
Exactly. It makes me a great person. It makes me a really great person. Sucker. Anyways. Y'all have a great week. Thank you guys for your support as always. And check us. I mean, we don't already say that. And have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, you guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.